Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running off my feet. I got a bad mustache, a reoccurring rash, and not a lot of cash to spend it on mustache. Man, it's good to be a geek. It's good to be a geek. It's good to be a creep. It's good to draw my pictures and no one will ever see.
Stop singing.
Sorry.
All right. Welcome to the Coons Geek Stuff.
You're ridiculous.
I am the Coon.
You're ridiculous.
Why are you calling me ridiculous?
Because you're ridiculous.
But I'm the Coon.
You got furry eyebrows and a goofy furry mask. And what are those claws on your face? Are they bones? What are those?
These are the Coon claws are out.
You're a silly man.
I don't understand. I'm protecting this city from the scum and villainy.
Who's going to protect our audience from your ridiculous voice?
I have had enough of you. The Coon is out.
Thank God the Coon is out. It's bad enough I have to deal with Big Kev. I don't want to have to deal with the Coon as well. Are you here?
Sorry, I'm late. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, you missed your ridiculous performance to open up our show this week.
What are you talking about? I just walked in the door.
Yeah, you just walked in the door.
I don't understand what your problem is.
All right.
Did something happen while I was gone? I'm sorry, I'm late. What, did you have to fill for 2 seconds?
I didn't have to fill for 2 seconds.
Who's that
the
guy
coon
that
was
ran
doing
out of
fine,
here?
Just on his
the
own.
The Coon was here?
The Coon was here.
He was actually here?
This is terrible.
I can't believe I missed the Coon.
Ugh.
I love the Coon.
Of course you do. It was a good episode.
Yeah?
Who's Mysterion?
Kenny.
You think so?
Absolutely.
So who's Clyde then?
The kite? Clyde is the human kite.
And who's Mint Berry Crunch?
That other guy who we don't know who it is, but he's clearly shown, that little blonde kid is clearly shown later at the very end of the episode when they show them all
right
without their superhero costumes on. That kid is there and it's not Kenny.
Okay.
Because there was a debate that Crunch, Mint Berry Crunch might be Kenny.
That's who I thought Kenny
no
was.
No way.
Because I thought Clyde might be Mysterion.
No. I think Kenny is Mysterion, which is actually really cool.
It's funny. I mean, it works.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. That's, I think
that... Halloween! Brains! 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 David wins again! David wins again!
Apparently we've
Brains!
Been,
David wins again!
We've
David
been,
wins again! David again! David!
Good. I'm glad to know we can go not a single week without getting screwed with. That's good.
That's all right.
That's okay.
You can just
that's
ignore
a letter.
That.
That's a letter.
It's all right.
I hope he's still here. Hey, E-Rock, can you hear me? Is Dave over there?
Dave is not, no, but the zombie is somewhere around.
Okay.
No, clearly the zombie is somewhere around.
I'm writing a letter now. So we'll see who's laughing on Monday.
So, anyway.
Uh-huh.
Moving forward with the show.
Yes, we probably should do something about that.
Geek Zone stuff. What's in the news?
What is in the news?
Everything.
Captain America is in the
news.
Oh,
my God. Did you see the pics?
Well, we should say that he's on the cover of,
Entertainment
of this
Weekly.
Week's Entertainment Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And some really solid pics in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you take the time to read the article, some halfway decent information.
Oh, a lot.
I'll address the pictures. You address the text.
The info? Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
The big picture to me, the one that really stood out,
right,
was the how they describe it in the article as his Templar shield.
Yes. Now let's talk about that for a second. So that's the square type shield, or the triangle type
shield. It's the triangle, right, with the kind of crowned almost, yeah, top.
Yeah. Which was the original shield he had in the comic books.
Correct.
And what they're saying is that initially, or at least early on in the movie, after he's transformed into Captain America, he has the traditional Captain America,
right,
superhero costume, which of course, as a utilitarian thing, is useless.
Right. Describe it as like pajamas almost, yeah, in the,
yeah,
article?
In fact, and they mention in the article that the character of Captain America, thinks it's kind of silly. And apparently, right, what has to happen is somebody must attack one of these press events.
Right.
And, you know, when they attack it, they shoot up the triangle shield.
Okay.
And he says, I can't do this. This isn't going to work or something. And that's when they institute the new costume.
And they get that from Stark Industries. Is that what I read in that article? That
yeah,
they're tying Stark Industries in to make the shield?
Yeah.
Is that... That's not actual... I'm not a big Cap fan, so you'll have to correct me. Is that actual Cap lore? Does Stark Industries make that shield in the book? Because I'm not sure, I'll be honest with you.
I don't think so. I think that was rigged for the flick. I don't think, okay, there's that sort of connection.
I mean,
I could be wrong, but I don't recall any such connection.
Well, it's a good tie-in. I mean, obviously, you're trying to bring all these characters together. You're trying to tie Stark in. You know, you've got the Avengers movies on the horizon. So, I mean, it's not a bad way to tie, at least get Stark's name,
right,
into the Cap film. While we're talking about Stark, the guy who played Stark's dad, is it Howard Stark in Iron Man 2? Is that what it is? I think he is currently rumored right now to be one of the people in contention to play
Stark's dad.
No,
in the Captain America movie.
No, J. Jonah Jameson.
Yes, we did hear that.
In the upcoming Spider-Man reboot.
The awful Spider-Man reboot.
And who played the original J. Jonah? Because it's a character I can never remember. It's
J.K. Simmons.
Thank you. Was that it?
J.K. Simmons.
Is it J.K. Simmons?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let's not get too far off track, because I want to tell you what the best news about Captain America is.
Go back.
Is that a couple of months ago, we talked about some of the rumors that had leaked about Captain America, and they said that only half of the movie was going to take place in World War II.
Okay.
And we lost our shit about it.
Right.
That is not true. Or they succumbed to pressure, I think is more apt. And the whole of the movie takes place in World War II.
The whole of the movie takes, yep, place in World War II.
So,
okay.
We speculate what happens at the end is that he falls in the water and gets frozen, and that's how that occurs.
Okay, so that'll tie into then what
the
becomes
Avengers.
The Avengers movie?
The Avengers movie is them thawing him out.
Okay.
In essence, that's what's going to happen.
All right.
Also appearing in the movie, Bucky Barnes.
I think we had heard that a while back that it was, or maybe it was rumored that he was going to be in it,
yeah,
a while
it was
back.
Rumored, and it was the same time that the rumor leaked that it was just going to be half in the World War II and half.
Right.
Elsewhere. So we should tell everybody also that if you want to join the conversation tonight, it's 866-WOW-1-WOW, 866-WOW-1-WOW, because I don't know what the numbers are.
969-1969.
Thanks.
There you go.
There you go.
And I guess during the course of tonight's show, if you've been listening to us on SiriusXM before, you know, we like to give out the prizes sometimes.
We do. We actually have tonight to give out, we have 2 5-disc DVD sets from the Warner Brothers Archive. We'll be giving those away a little bit later on. That's a 5-disc set from the Warner's Archive. I don't know what's in these 5-disc sets. However, I'm sure it's very exciting. Is that what's on this?
That's exactly what that is.
Oh, well, then stay tuned for the live read.
Well, you can skim through it and just give a
all right, let's see.
Should I move on while you're skimming?
It's a compilation of TVs and movies from 70s
oh, yeah,
to the 90s.
Yeah, it's a bunch of things, like Thunder of the Barbarian.
Nice.
Pirates of Darkwater.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
That's
wow.
What's in there? That's two very interesting choices.
I don't know if that's what's in here. That's what's available in the vault.
I was like, that's what's in there? Because that's interesting.
Well, we've spoken about this, the Warner Brothers archive collection. We've spoken about it before. We actually spoke about it when it first started. Because they had a movie I wanted to get for my mom, Yes, Giorgio, starring Pavarotti.
Okay.
And it was never available on DVD. And what Warner's is doing is basically printing to order.
Okay.
So if you order one of these titles like Pirates of Darkwater over at the Warner Brothers archive, they'll print you a set of Pirates of Darkwater. Now, these haven't been remastered or anything like that.
Yeah, this is just like...
Yeah, they're pulling them from the original things, but they haven't been digitally remastered and all that. They're just kind of on disc for you. It's kind of like you would go to a show and buy a boot of it, except this is a legal boot coming from the company that owns the property.
And I would presume that the quality is probably a little bit better than what you would get on a boot. You know, no VHS lines, I'm assuming. Maybe no bad commercials in there.
So we got 2 5-disc sets. DVD sets. I don't know exactly what's in there. What we're going to try to find out as we move along here. But we're going to be giving those two bad boys away.
Okay.
Tonight.
That's pretty exciting.
Didn't we have something else to give away to?
I don't know.
Something that we didn't bring?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
That was some
Why don't we move on?
Something.
How about The Dark Knight Rises?
Yes.
How about that?
Batman 3, The Dark Knight Rises. Or if you're keeping count, it's Batman 7.
Yes, technically. Well, actually, if you include the Adam... Is that including the Adam West one
No,
also?
That would not be.
So that would be Batman 8.
Technically yes.
Batman 8.
Yes.
All right. The Dark Knight Rises. That's the official title.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's been revealed this week.
Yeah, Chris Nolan revealed that this week.
And then also we heard this week that it's confirmed that the Riddler, not in the film.
Right.
Is that correct, too?
Chris Nolan said, absolutely, the villain is not the Riddler. Of course, speculation is running wild as to who the villain would be. There's a couple of people we know have some part in the movie that were in Inception.
Right.
And the popular theory was that the guy, I don't remember his name, but the guy who was going to be in that.
Tom Hardy? Is that the actor?
Was it Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
He was the one speculated to be the Riddler.
Right.
And then at one point, Joseph Gordon-Levitt was... All that's out
there's
the
been
window.
A billion names tied to that.
All of that's out the window.
We also hear that the rumor is that they're looking for some sort of female.
Right.
And then, of course, it's, who is the female?
Well,
and there are three names that we hear a lot of. None of them are confirmed.
You mean performers?
No. Three female villains, potentially, in the film. The names that get thrown around a lot are Harlequin.
Right.
Catwoman.
Right.
And Talia al Ghul.
Right. But what we're discounting entirely is the fact that he no longer has a love interest.
Right.
So they need to fill that void because they can't have a Batman movie without a love interest.
Right.
So they have to fill that void first. Or
Selena
they could,
Kyle.
Yeah, they could fill them both at the same time. But that would kind of be a little too much Batman Returns.
It would be a little too much Batman Returns.
I
agree.
And then this is the last Chris Nolan Batman movie, he says.
Right.
Which means that they're really going to have to... I'm sure he's going out with a bang. Although, honestly, and the speculation has been... We actually asked the producer of the film, Mike Uslan. We asked him in San Diego the year Dark Knight came out.
Right.
How on earth he was going to possibly top this. And he gave us a very long-winded answer, which, in essence, he said, we don't have to top it. We just have to tell a great story. Which is a great attitude to have, but me as a fan, I'm like, I want to know.
Well, but now we should address that attitude. That is a good attitude to have. Because I think the worst thing they can do is try to succumb to or get trapped underneath everything that was The Dark Knight. You know, that was that second film. I think you need to not get away from that second film, but I think you can't be intimidated by that film. And you just have to go out there and do the best you can do. Nolan has proven he can do this. And clearly that cast has proven they are capable of putting together the performance. Whether or not you like Christian Bale's raspy Batman voice is, you know, up to you. But
your preference or not.
But, I mean, at least they've proven that they can do this. Didn't we also hear that Nolan this week, he won the battle? For 3D?
Yes,
meaning
it
no
won't
3D?
Be in 3D. Right.
Right. Now, he was trying to stray from this as much as he could. The fans really didn't want it at all. And, he won. I think he finally convinced the studio, look, we don't need this gimmick to carry this movie. Let's just stay the course.
Right.
Follow what's been working all along. We don't need a gimmick to sell. It'll just work on its own. While we're talking about 3D.
Harry Potter.
Well, yes, we know Harry Potter.
Not in 3D.
Not in 3D. No, are they? Did they?
Not the first one. The first one is absolutely bagged.
Oh, they did. They did bag it. Okay.
Deathly Hallows Part 1 is absolutely bagged in 3D. Will not appear in 3D.
Okay.
That's number one.
Okay.
They haven't made a decision about the second one yet, but rampant speculation is that it will be in 3D.
Okay. Well, the rumor is now that Indiana Jones might get a 3D conversion.
Ugh.
And I will say rumor, not confirmed. I mean, of course, this is on the you know, following in the footsteps of the Star Wars films are going to 3D.
Right.
In a couple of years, right? When does that start?
I think
Do you remember?
It's 2012, the first one. And so, then one a year, I think.
One a year for 6 years.
Oh, maybe it's 2 years then. No.
No, I think it's...
Is it one a year?
I think it's one a year. But do we really need Indiana Jones in 3D? We don't need really any of these movies in 3D.
No,
I mean, I'm going to go see Star Wars because...
You know exactly what
because
this is.
Because for some reason, I'm pathetic, and I feel the need to
go see it
in theaters. But I don't think that it needs 3D conversion, and I don't think Indiana Jones needs 3D conversion.
You know what this is? This is an opportunity for them to... for them to re-release these movies.
Okay.
And make more money with them. Some of the movies 20, 35 years old. So, and that's essentially what it is.
I don't know. I think they should just focus on maybe trying to put out another good indie movie rather than converting the other ones to 3D.
Ooh, hurtful. But accurate.
Well, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I didn't entirely hate Crystal Skull, but certainly right. It was not amazing like the first
yes
three were
three
right?
Yes. I'm not, that was the fourth
for some
sir.
Reason I thought there might have been a fourth one in there that I was
no.
Maybe I was thinking young Indiana Jones.
Yes, that would not count as the fourth one.
No, that certainly would not count as the fourth one.
Let's give out a few more pieces of information.
Okay.
Of course, if you want to check out everything we're doing, you can go over to bigkevsgeekstuff.com where you can check out things we're not allowed to mention on this program.
Right.
They're all over there. The video, live from Studio V's, we can mention, and there is the last bit of our 200th episode party is over there
right.
as well. If you are hearing this but you're not near a phone right now, you can go to our GVM line.
Give us a call. Leave us a voicemail, 425-920-6050. You may hear yourself on a future episode.
Right. You want to ask us about stuff that we've talked about or stuff you'd like to hear us talk about, you can leave your message over there, and we will get back to you.
Absolutely.
In theory, unless you're an idiot, in which case we'll also get back to you, but it won't be nearly as fun for you as it will be for us.
Be much more fun for us.
Yes. If you want to be part of the stuff going on right now live with us, you can join us at 866-WOW-1-WOW. That's 866-WOW-1-WOW. I know it has a numerical equivalent. I just don't have a paper with it on it.
969-1969.
There you go.
That's why he's here. He knows the good stuff, the important information.
866-969-1969. Was that right?
Correct.
All right. Sweet.
All right. Moving forward.
Yes, sir.
No Khan in Star Trek II.
Yeah, and I got to say I'm of a mixed emotion about it.
Okay.
One, it seems perfectly logical to want to get Star Trek's greatest villain in the next movie. It just makes sense to me to do that.
Don't you think, as much as I agree with you, right, as much as I think that Khan, certainly iconic character, greatest villain, certainly, but, I mean, don't you think the Klingons would have been a good choice?
Yeah, but you know what? As a storyline, no, because they know the Klingons exist. It's not like, oh, what are those guys? I think they're called Klingons.
But
I don't know.
They don't really address them in the first movie. Maybe we want to see them.
They mention them in the first movie.
Do they mention them?
Yes, they
I think
did.
They mentioned them.
Yeah, they did.
Well, we hear that while it's not going to be Khan, there are a
right.
couple of things floated out there.
What was J.J. Abrams' exact quote?
I don't think Abrams himself gave a quote.
Oh.
The source, the leak, the rumor
right.
on the internet that said no Khan. His exact quote was, "It's definitely a character that will make fans of the original series excited.
Okay.
Think along the lines of Harry Mudd or Trelane or Gary Mitchell or the Talosians, or the Horda. Actually, it's one of those that I named.
So there it is. So those are really, those are some classic episodes, some classic characters from the original series. And it sounds like we speculated, they're going to be retelling original series stories with the new universe, the new characters in the new universe.
Right.
I'm voting out of that crew. I hope it's not the Horda.
Okay.
Talosians would make any sense.
Okay.
Really. I mean, I guess they could make it work, I guess, but it would be kind of weak.
Right.
Who else was on there?
Harry Mudd, who just doesn't seem epic enough to carry a movie.
It's a comedic character. You know what? You could mix Harry Mudd with any of those other ones, though.
Like, you just know, throw him in there?
Like a little subtext story.
Like maybe the movie opens up.
Yeah, and they're dealing with Harry Mudd. Or something like that. Yeah, that totally would be fine.
Trelane.
Trelane was that really effeminate Liberace looking type guy.
All right. In
the
original,
and a lot of people love that. But there has been some link made between Trelane and Q from Next Generation.
Oh.
All right. As being sort of these omnipotent characters and beings and things. I think it's the wrong way to go. First of all, that's a comedic thing, and I don't think the main story should be comedic in the movie.
Okay.
I think it needs to be more serious than that. That's just my opinion.
And then Gary Mitchell was the final one.
Gary Mitchell, I think, is probably the strongest contender out of that pile. Gary Mitchell was, in the original series, it was actually the second Star Trek pilot.
Right.
Shot at the request of NBC, I think, after they didn't like the Pike one so much, which would be the Talosians, which
okay.
would eventually become the Menagerie, two part episodes. Anyway, the point is the Gary Mitchell story was actually the first Kirk episode ever shot, which was the second pilot for the original series. And it starred, I can't remember the guy's name, but he was one of the guys in Stanley Kubrick, 2001.
Okay.
He's one of the two astronauts in that.
Okay.
Not the one with the weird name. One of them is a really weird German weirdo name, and the other one is normal. It's the normal guy.
Dave, right?
Dave?
Isn't that the normal astronaut, Dave?
No. Dave is actually not. Dave is actually the one with the weird German name. I'm talking about in real life, E-Rock, not the character names. But there you go.
Frank Poole, I think, is the
other one. Gary Lockwood. Gary Lockwood. And the other one is Keir Duella. That's not who I'm talking about.
Duella.
Gary Lockwood starred as, who's that character?
Gary Mitchell,
yeah. And he was really good, I thought, in the role. Something happens. They run into some sort of space cloud or something, and it affects Gary Mitchell and a woman played by Sally Kellerman. A very young and very hot Sally Kellerman. And they sort of slowly start becoming omnipotent, taking over the ship and so on and so forth. So it's actually a really great episode. I think it would probably make a really banging movie if done correctly. Plus, I think that also gives them the freedom to do a little understory like Harry Mudd or something. Not the Horda. That was, I can't believe that even made the list. Well,
apparently the rumor is that Mitchell is the strongest one out of those ones.
Yeah,
that may actually happen. So
let's take a couple of calls before we take our first break. I like Jordan from Canada.
Okay,
Jordan.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Doing good. Riding with my seat warmer on, so my butt's nice and hot.
Nice.
All right.
We're rolling here. So I'm thinking. A great show in 3D could have been Gremlins. You know, when those little bastards were coming to kill people, that would have been a fantastic effect when they were jumping out at people. What do you guys think of that?
You know what, Jordan? You keep.
I don't know why you think of that. Know your role. That's what The Rock says.
Wow, he couldn't even get it out right. He like mumbled. I think he fumbled. I mean, I'll address his question.
That you set up that one?
I think
no.
Gremlins was a pseudo sort of horror film. Horror films work in 3D.
Right.
So Gremlins could have potentially worked.
People keep talking that way, and that's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to get Gremlins in 3D.
Well, it's only is it hitting upon a big anniversary? Is that coming down the pipe somewhere?
What was that, 85, the first one?
Yeah, maybe. So
2005, 15.
No, it would have been, this year would have been 25 if it was 85.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
So
maybe it's earlier than 85. 84? 83?
84. Ooh. So last year would have been 25.
So they're waiting till 30.
So they were in for six more years. You're hearing it here first.
Gremlins in 3D. We are breaking that story.
We're breaking that story here tonight. Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Let's take another call. I like Patrick in Illinois. Patrick.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you, sir? Patrick.
Doing very well. Thank you, sir. I got a question for you. What do you guys think of the Ultramarines movie that's coming out on DVD shortly?
Now I've heard they're doing something, but it's not live action, is it?
From what I understand, that it's actually half and half. I already ordered the DVD, and I know it's coming to the house. It's supposed to break sometime next month.
Right.
I know that part of it is supposed to be live action, and part of it is supposed to be the animation side of it.
Right. That would make sense. Warhammer 40K, the Games Workshop universe of Warhammer 40,000. Is a really terrific universe. I used to play 40K a lot. It's a tabletop miniatures game, which they're now basing the movie on. And, I'm pretty excited. If that's actually going to happen, I'd be really excited to see it. Not live action, though. I mean, I hope, at the very least, I hope they're CGI-ing the Marines.
Well, just taking a quick peek at IMDb, just to see who might be associated with it, Everybody in the cast list is listed as a voice.
Ah.
So that's a good indication that...
So it might be CGI.
CGI, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Hey, Patrick, you like DVDs and movies, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, I think we're gonna toss you one of these 5-disc DVD sets from Warner Brothers Archives. That sound cool?
Sounds good to me, sir.
All right. Hold on, sir. We're going to get your information. I'm going to put you on hold.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome. And with that, why don't we take our first break? And we'll be right back with more of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the SiriusXM experience.
More geek-type shit coming your way. This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff on the Virus.